Science News. One thing which excites me in science more than anything else is quantum entanglement. Let me give you a simple explanation of it as best I can, before I tell you why I feel this way. Quantum entanglement occurs when one particle is able to change another particle no matter what the distance and do it instantly. Theoretically, this discovery could foster many different types of devices and change our world dramatically. Let me explain. One of the most obvious ways would be instant communication. If a quantum communication device is invented, it would be very important for use in space. We could communicate with spacecraft instantly no matter how distant. There has also been some talk about quantum entanglement maybe having a use in somehow propelling a spacecraft instantly to a location. If that happens, it could also be used as a fearsome weapon which would launch a nuke or bomb and send it instantly to a target, avoiding any defenses. That is the problem with inventions. Some have both a good and a bad side, and it is almost inevitable that this weapon will be developed if we build some sort of quantum entanglement engine. One technology which is always being improved is the storage of carbon. Scientists have been trying to figure out how to draw more carbon from the atmosphere and how to store it. I personally believe more emphasis should be put on destroying it or trying to convert it into something useful, but be that as it may, yes, let's try and get it out of the atmosphere and cut down on global warming. A new method has been found which so far is the fastest at storing carbon from the atmosphere, and it doesn't use chemical accelerants. I don't like the idea the converted carbon is to be now buried in the ocean. Scientists are finding out it is not so easy to evaluate AI chatbots. The scientists feel the tests we have today are just insufficient for this job. There have been some claims, though few, some of the artificial intelligence programs have demonstrated they are aware. I have always felt, since they are really computer programs, when the point comes, scientists all believe it. It will only demonstrate the programmer's ability to fool us. The United States has decided it is time for newer and more proficient nuclear missiles and wants to replace the Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missile fleet. The project is called Sentinel and is in the hands of Northrop Grumman, and so far, it is said to be 81% over budget. I guess this is no surprise. The United States uses a triad system to protect the country from nuclear attack. We have ICBM nuclear missiles on submarines, nuclear bombs and missiles on planes, and a ground-based system of nuclear missiles. This program is aimed at replacing the ground-based system. I don't know, but would hope we are going to replace them with hypersonic missiles, since Russia and China are saying they already have them. Scientists are experimenting with a new procedure for developing drugs. It is called atom swap chemistry. The idea is to swap a carbon atom with a nitrogen atom. This is said to open up more possibilities for new drug discoveries. There has been a rise in new biomaterials. More are being discovered every day and could be quite helpful in our health. Some of them are able to form a connection with computers. This has been very helpful in the cases, for example, of people who are paralyzed but can now talk through a computer link. Other biomaterials are being used for the treatment of diseases, such as Parkinson's disease. The biomaterials are also being used to print organs, and hopefully, someday, the reliance on organ donors will end. The crew of the Mars Habitat, a simulation of a habitat on, you guessed it, Mars, is finally out. They were there for a year. There were 4 people involved. It was actually a little more than a year for them, 378 days to be exact. They accomplished simulated spacewalks and also grew some crops. To make things more authentic, there was a 22-minute delay in communications, just as it would be to communicate with Mars. 2 more simulations are planned. As of the writing of this article, Hurricane Beryl is threatening Mexico. The Mexican government is preparing and also is removing the sea turtle eggs from the beaches to make sure they are not destroyed. The eggs are buried in sand in containers and will be transferred to a safer area. The scientists know this will cause some turtle deaths, But they reason if they did not do this, all the eggs might be washed away. Astronomers have measured the warp speed of the Milky Way galaxy. They are not sure why it exists but think it could have been caused by another galaxy colliding with our own. An invisible halo has been discovered around our galaxy by Chinese astronomers. It turns out about one-third of all spiral galaxies have a warp in their structure. Chinese scientists are also investigating if moss can contribute to making Mars habitable. They think they have discovered that Cintrichia caninivis moss could survive on Mars. They are hoping it could transform the planet into a green paradise. The moss survives in some of the harshest areas on Earth. The Drake equation predicts many intelligent civilizations exist in the Milky Way. This has been mostly accepted since 1961, now some scientists are disagreeing with it. These scientists are saying the evidence does not support the Drake equation. Some scientists today believe other factors have also to be considered which would cut down on the numbers, such as large oceans, continents and the existence of plate tectonics. They base this on the fact of how long it took intelligent life to evolve on Earth and claim that didn't happen until plate tectonics happened. Space scientists became very excited when they examined the samples which were brought back from asteroid Bennu during the OSIRIS-REx mission. They discovered some of the building blocks of life in the samples. It was said the biggest surprise was finding magnesium sodium phosphate because it is necessary for biochemistry. Scientists want to know if they could treat food allergies sufferers by giving them dietary fiber supplement. A study has suggested a plant fiber known as inulin might fit the bill. Guess we will have to wait and see on this one.